Eric Sherwin on an alias of Joe Biden when he was vice president and after, dealing with him directly without Hunter. You're talking about Mexico. You're talking about Kazakhstan. You're talking about Ukraine. Money flowing in and out. Using Air Force Two to go to Mexico to meet with to Carlos Slim. These are bank records. It's not opinion. How many times is President Biden going to lie before you start saying he's not Uncle Joe? He's a huge, huge problem.
Local news from the people you know and trust. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Someone got a birthday. I wonder.
Is it someone's birthday? It was your birthday like months ago.
An anniversary then?
Close enough.
Somebody give me a present.
Good morning, Dan Tessman with the Coffee Hour coming your way in just a moment. But first, let's celebrate birthdays and anniversaries with our friends and neighbors brought to you by Papa Murphy's in Pendleton and Hermiston. This month's deal, of course, is the large chicken garlic. You can pick one up for just $11.99. Well, boy, do we have a lot of birthdays to celebrate today. Let's start with celebrating a birthday for Shannon O'Rourke Hudson, Craig McIntosh, Doreen Doran, Roman Oliveira, Tammy Sundin, and Caitlin Peterson. Boy, I told you we had a lot. We're going to fill up that 10-gallon hat with all those names. Reach in, pull out a winner. Our winner today is Shannon O'Rourke Hudson. Shannon, congratulations. Again, happy birthday. Now, Shannon, you can pick up your Papa Murphy certificate for a family-sized take-and-bake pizza at our Pendleton studios at your convenience, or let us know if you'd like us to mail it to you. If you or someone in the neighborhood you know is having a birthday or anniversary, let us know. Two ways to do that. Email us at KUMA@ElkhornMediaGroup.com or call us at 541-276-1511. The name you send us could be the next one we draw out of the 10-gallon hat.
This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guest this morning is Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett. We're going to talk about last night's City Council meeting and a couple other things happening in the Roundup City. Our conversation will begin right after this, so stay with us.
At Mackay Creek Estates, we know the holidays can be a stressful time for those caring for aging loved ones. It's why we have a free resource page on our website with valuable information and support for caregivers. There are blogs, guides, webinars, and more touching on topics that range from memory loss to fall prevention to mental health and much more. Courtesy of Mackay Creek Estates, it's available at PrestigeCanHelp.com. That's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Engaging talk. Let's get back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tessman, your host. Joining me this morning is Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett, and they are here this morning. And we are going to start our conversation this morning talking about last night's City Council meeting. And Rob, I'll start with you. Under new business, several reports. One of them, the Transportation Commission annual report.
Right, Danny. So the each year, the different commissions and committees meet or make presentations before the City Council so that the council can be informed on the items that they're working on and be able to ask questions about things that they might not understand. Last night, we had a handful of reports. The first one that we had was the Transportation Commission. The Transportation Commission oversees the transportation system, the buses, the dial-a-ride, the taxi ticket program, all the variety of mass transit, I'll call it, although mass might be a little bit of an overkill for Pendleton. But we, you know, there's multiple transportation options that people have that don't have vehicles or are without a vehicle for a short period of time. And so that commission works with staff to address any issues that might be coming up, make recommendations on how to make the transportation system work better. and the chairman of the there's a contractor that we hired who is taking the place of Linda Carter, who she still works for the city, but in the past she's had a larger role, and she's looking, planning to retire soon. And in the process, she wisely chose to hire a consultant to come in and begin to assume some of the duties of overseeing that program. It's funded almost entirely by state grants. The city makes a $15,000 annual contribution to the overall program. The rest of the money comes from grants that's funded through the state. And so what we get updates on the numbers of people who are using the program, how are they marketing the program? What are they doing with the bus stops to make those people who are waiting for buses more comfortable in the elements? Those kinds of reports. And so it's a growing program. People who have lived here and used it know that over the last 10 years, because of the additional funding that we've received, we have a fixed route bus service, which isn't something that we had 10 years ago when I first arrived. So anyways, that was the report.
All right, thank you for that. And then, Mayor, the Water Department gave its annual update.
Yeah, we've got a pretty amazing water system here in town. And last night we heard about, let's talk about the aquifer recharge program for a second. We put in a new pump down at the river where we're able to take in a lot more water. And we're putting in new membranes up at the water filtration plant to actually purify this water, Dad. So what we do during the winter months is we pull water from the river when it's running high enough, above 250 cubic feet per second. And we take that water and we purify it at the water filtration plant. These are during the winter months. And we put it back down into the aquifer. And traditionally, we've put 8 or 9 million gallons a day when the river was running high enough. But with this new capacity, we might be able to conceivably go up to 15 million gallons a day. And what that does is that offsets all the water that people are putting on their yards and the extra water that we use in the summer months when the weather's hot. And we have the potential to actually cause the aquifer to recharge, to gain each year rather than drawing it down, which is a big problem on the west side of the county and over on the reservation. So Pendleton probably has the largest aquifer recharge program west of the Mississippi River. We might even have one of the largest in the nation. It was started by Bob Patterson 20 years ago. It's really starting to pay off as we put in these larger pumps and so forth. So we're drilling more wells. It's exciting what we've got. And a lot of people say, well, we can't develop this part of town because we don't have enough water. Pendleton doesn't have to say that. We're actually going to look at the North Hill. There's some potential for more housing developments up on the end of North Main. We want to make sure in the future that we've got enough water for that. It was just a very encouraging report, how we're making additions, improvements to the water filtration plant. I was very encouraged by the whole thing. It was a great experience.
All right, moving on to the next item of business. The Pendleton Convention Center Commission gave its annual update, and from what I know, it's been a very busy year for the Convention Center.
It has. That's one of the things that really stands out, I think, from the report that was given last night. The indicators for the activity at the Convention Center are the number of events that we have, the revenue that's generated by the Convention Center, which goes back into the center to do maintenance and upkeep, and also the activity of the caterers. So we have a in-house caterer who works out of the Convention Center, and all of those numbers are up substantially over the last 5 years. Particularly local events, the interest in people having off-site events after COVID, coming out of COVID, there's a real surge in people wanting to have active events. And then I would suggest that it indicates that people who historically were looking to do events in Western Oregon or in Central Oregon are more and more looking at places like Pendleton to have the experiences that Eastern Oregon can offer them. I recently had an experience with the City Managers Association where in the 20 years that I've been a member there, there was one time where they in Pendleton and the rest of the time they were in Western Oregon or in Central Oregon. We hosted them this summer. We provided a barbecue, Western barbecue meal. We had Western entertainment. Similar, you know, we tried to really take the best of Roundup and Happy Canyon and help them to experience that in a micro or miniature way. Far and away, the feedback from the City Managers Association was that Pendleton set the bar. And so, you know, what we have developed through Roundup and Happy Canyon at the convention center with the food, it's such a unique experience that we're now, you know, being able to leverage that and bring more and more people into Pendleton who are interested in a different experience. And so really pleased with the results of the annual report and the work that Pat and his crew are doing at the convention center.
And then another item on last night's agenda, the first reading of an ordinance and I guess amendment to an ordinance regarding the area around Reese and Goad Road and the water filtration plant property. Mayor, tell us about that.
Dan, you know, we've been talking about what we call the Goad Road property. It's actually property owned by a number of different landholders, the Reese family, the Goad family. Jim Whitney owns some land out there. Mr. Hatley owns some land. Anyway, there's about 250 acres, so maybe a little more than that, that is buildable, and we want to open it up for housing. Right now, it's all inside the urban growth boundary. It's easily annexed. So there's right now the Reese family has about 55 acres near the water filtration plant. This is just north of the freeway. You can see the water filtration plant when you're driving down the freeway. It's that area right around there. The Reese family already has a developer. They're just really waiting for the city to help them out by getting utilities in there. We've already approved building about a $4 million water pump station east. We're calling it the water boost station. We need to build a road. Right now, it'll go up Southeast 15th Street off of South Hill, between South Hill Commons and Homestead there. We need to build that road because the developer doesn't have the deep pockets to build the road first. So once we get those utilities in there to this original 55 acres, he can build homes on it, develop that property, and then start paying us back because we've formed a reimbursement district where any development that goes in there will have to pay the city back for the money we spend for the infrastructure. Well, last night what we did was we changed the zoning. We did not do this. We have two readings of every ordinance. First one is just an introduction of the ordinance, and then 2 weeks later, we actually discuss it and vote on it. So I expect for this ordinance to be approved in 2 weeks. It's non-controversial. It's a project that the city has been working on for a couple of years now to change this 55 acres from exclusive farm use to M1, light industrial. It's really, there's nothing controversial about this, but it's a great step forward for building more houses in Pendleton, which we desperately need.
All right. And then I guess the last agenda item we're going to talk about regarding last night's city council meeting has to do with the North Hill pressure zones, and there's many items involved with that and the assessment and design concept. Rob, what are we talking about here? More water.
Right. So again, this is tied to the Water Master Plan, which is a planning document that we use to make long-term improvements, plan long-term improvements in our major infrastructure. The Water Master Plan identifies deficiencies in water storage and water pressure, problems that we have in the system. We have the public safety of the people who live here relies on us having adequate water storage so that when we have maybe outages in the system or we have large fires, that we have enough water in storage to be able to combat those fires. And so we've seen a new water tank and water pressure pump station go in at the airport. We're talking about a new booster pump water pressure system over in the southeast side of town. And the North Hill then is an area that we're looking at for water storage and water pressure. The, you know, another challenge that we have with all the deviations in elevation, if we were a flat city, it would be easy for us to maintain a consistent water pressure throughout the city. But because we have hills and valleys and so many of them, there's a real challenge to be able to, you know, provide appropriate water pressure and storage in a balanced way across the entire area of the city limits. And this is an area that we're going to look at. So we're going to hire a consultant to do a deeper dive into improvements that need to be made on the North Hill. What issues do we have? One of the issues we have is changes in elevation and appropriate pressure. We have planned expansion in that area. Water that's dead water. So we want water, it needs to circulate. If water sits in pipes for too long in certain areas, that's not a good part. That's not a good thing. You always want your water moving around within the water pipe. So this contract that we agreed to last night, we'll hire a consultant to come in and take a look at the water master plan and do a deeper dive on what precisely needs to happen. And then what will come out of that will be a proposed plan to do infrastructure improvements at some time in the future.
All right. We are going to take a quick break, come back, continue our conversation. So stay with us.
Need plumbing supplies? Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton is the place to start. Here's Terry to tell you more.
They come in mostly for faucet repair or replacement and a lot of liquid Drano, stuff like that.
For faucet repairs, what parts do you carry?
The stems, the O-rings, any kind of hoses or gaskets or anything that goes with it. Basically all your plumbing needs.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street, Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value. It takes more than luck to be one of the oldest Western stores in America. It's tradition, and never straying from offering the best of the best. Since 1883, Hamley's Western Store continues to deliver world-class saddles and quality handmade Western craftsmanship. A piece of the Old West is what you'll get when you buy a Hamley saddle, tack, shaps, or other Hamley articles. Visit the Hamley Western Store on the corner of Court and Main, downtown Pendleton.
Folks, book your tickets, fasten your seatbelt, put your seat in the upright position, and fly Walla Walla. The Port of Walla Walla and its community partners worked hard to get back this second flight with an early a.m. departure and a late p.m. arrival to and from Seattle. Let's rally behind this expanded air service and make it a success. Book your tickets today at alaskaair.com. Fly Walla Walla, and remember, free parking.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
A Pendleton original, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guests this morning, Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett. And Rob, we understand the Pendleton Warming Station, with its combination of paid employees and volunteers, believes it might be able to stay open all winter, no matter what the temperature is. How important is that?
Oh, I mean, it's immensely important to the people who don't have a warm place to sleep every night, which we all know is an increasing problem here in Pendleton and all around the country. Last year, Neighbor to Neighbor, who is the nonprofit group that runs the Pendleton Warming Shelter, had the resources to be able to provide vouchers for people to be able to get hotel rooms. That funding was no longer available. And so another challenge that they've had is being able to get volunteers to be able to have the warming shelter open. So this year, in a press release that was sent out a couple of days ago by Neighbor to Neighbor, they announced that they had hired three employees to monitor the overnight resting at the warming shelter. Somebody's got to be there to monitor the location to make sure that the rules are followed and to limit people's comings and goings. Again, they were having trouble getting volunteers, so they had funding. They made a commitment to hire three people. These are temporary positions to get them through the winter. And then also, as part of the press release, they put out a notice that they're in need of volunteers. People not only do they need a place to sleep at night, but oftentimes they'd like a warm place to be during the day. And people who are houseless are looking everywhere for a warm place to be. And Neighbor to Neighbor, provides access in their, to the restriction of how many volunteers they have to be open. So they expressed to me that they could use a large number of volunteers, but the more volunteers that they have, the longer that they could be open. And these shifts would be during the day. They would also be during the night. I'm going to make this an appeal to people in the community who've ever thought about volunteering in this capacity. Will have a training on December the 9th, Saturday, December the 9th. There's a training from 9 to 1. It doesn't commit you to doing the work, but it is a requirement for people who might want to do the work. There's also an open house that day, so people can drop in and they can see what the warming shelter is all about, maybe explore the possibility. That's going to happen from 1 to 3. So Saturday, virtually from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., anyone who has any kind of an interest in helping in this capacity could come down, go down to the warming shelter at 715 Southeast Court Avenue in Pendleton, and drop in and talk to current volunteers and staff people, learn more about that important service.
All right, thanks for that. We're going to take another quick break, come back with more, so stay with us.
Get around town for free. The City of Pendleton Letter Bus Transit is a bus system within the city limits and has 11 stops a day at 30 locations throughout town. Cost of the ride is free, and the bus operates 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. For route and schedule information, please visit our website at www.pendleton.or.us/transportation or call 541-276-6476. Letter Bus Transit is brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
As the holiday season approaches, Pendleton Tire and Auto wants you to remember to practice safe winter driving habits. Slow down, be sure to clear your vehicle of snow and ice, give the other guy a little extra room, and keep an emergency kit and blankets handy. Stop by our shop at 25 Highway 11 for a free winter readiness check. We'll inspect your car and make sure you're ready to go. Let us help you be sure that you get to eat too much pumpkin pie at Great Aunt Sally's house this year. We know you had a choice. Thanks for choosing us. Pendleton Tire and Auto, 276-2774.
must fight fog.
Fight the what?
Fat oil and grease, fog, need to stay out of our drains.
Why?
Fog down the drain can build up over time, cause expensive sewer backup to your home or natural water line, and you're responsible for the expense.
Oh, so fight the fog.
Yes. Always pour a cooled fog in the garbage, absorb excess with paper towels, and have sink strainers to catch the remaining food waste. This message brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
Live and local, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Pendleton Mayor John Turner, City Manager Rob Corbett. And Rob, you may be the manager of the City of Pendleton, but it sounds like you will be a slave to your daughter, Olivia, in 2024. How does it feel to have a Roundup princess in your castle?
So being a slave is not a new phenomenon for me. I have a family full of children and a wife, and I consider it a privilege to be able to make their lives better. She grew up as a pennant bearer. When we first moved to Pendleton, she loves horses, she loves people, and she loves the Pendleton Roundup, and as we all do. And I think, you know, for the last 10 years that we've been here, she has had her eye that maybe someday, just like every little girl who grows up in Pendleton probably does, they dream of being on the Pendleton Roundup. And, you know, it didn't end there for her. She worked to get there. And 2 years ago, she was on a rodeo court in a town adjacent to Pendleton, Pioneer Posse, and we traveled around and went to parades and rodeos, we think we know what we're getting into. I did see the schedule, and it's a huge commitment to getting her there with all of the things that she needs. But we're very privileged to have the opportunity to be able to promote Pendleton, and couldn't be happier.
Well, you have much to be proud of, Rob, and I wish you and your family and Olivia safe travels, as I know 2024 will be very busy in that capacity for you. Well, John, the housing shortage in Pendleton has been a burning issue with you for years. When the development of the Rescode property is completed, how big a difference will that make?
Dan, I started working on housing, chaired the first formal housing study in 2011, and I chaired the housing study in 2016. And we know that we have a need for housing at all levels of income in Pendleton. Our goal is to build 50 units a year. That includes apartments, duplexes, single family homes, etc. But we have a tight urban growth boundary, and we live in a Rocky River Valley, so building homes in Pendleton is a bit of a challenge. The Goad Reese property, and it's owned by other people too, we just talked about it a minute ago, is about 250 to 270 acres of flat buildable land inside our urban growth boundary. This is a huge deal. Once we get the utilities in there and the infrastructure, we'll be building houses out there on the Goad Reese property for 10 years. At least. It could easily handle 1,000 units, maybe more if you build more townhouses or apartments or whatever. So this is exciting for me. It really, we have the capacity to grow in Pendleton. We've got the room in our classrooms. We have the ability for the water system, the public safety system, the sewage treatment processes. We could grow easily by 2,000 or 3,000 people. And you know, you got to grow a little bit, or you don't have enough money coming in to fund things. So I think that this development of that 250 acres out there on the east side of town is probably one of the most important things to come to Pendleton in many years.
And we have about a minute left here. And before we wrap up, it is the holiday season. And John, you had something else you wanted to remind our listeners about.
Well, there's a holiday parade, a vehicle parade on Saturday afternoon. It starts at 4:30. It's going to start from over in the vicinity of the Heritage Station, County Historical Building. And it's going to go down Main Street and down Court Street to Roy Raley Park. It'll just be vehicles. It's being organized by the Pendleton Downtown Association, and the city will have a city council. I'll call it a float. It's actually a pickup truck with lights, but there'll be a bunch of us riding in the back waving at the crowd. So that's Saturday. It starts at 4:30.
All right. Well, as always, a pleasure to speak to both of you. My guest, Pendleton Mayor John Turner, City Manager Rob Corbett. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Everybody have a terrific day. We'll be back again tomorrow. Join us then.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.